True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything was either an excuse for why things didn't work against the Seahawks or somehow finding silver linings in that game that leave him feeling good about things. For example, he said that the run defense wasn't bad and got better.
We got tired at the end of the game and they got about 50 yards on that last scoring drive. Yeah, it was bad on 3rd and 19 when your defense set an NFL record by not touching Kenneth Walker on a 3rd and goal.
And since when is they were tired at the end of the game a good defense or a reasonable explanation
it's
for
not.
Why things didn't work?
It's not. Imagine that in any
gassed.
Other sport.
We were fatigued.
Imagine like in Mike Sullivan's tenure, the Penguins blow a 2-goal lead. You got to understand, guys, we played 56 good minutes, and then we were just flat exhausted.
The whole point of conditioning in the offseason and training camp is to be best in those moments.
I know.
And he uses, by the way, it's not even accurate. They had 10 runs of 10-plus yards, and Kenneth Walker averaged over 8 yards per carry. In what world is that better? You know, one of the things that Steelers fans get on Mike Tomlin for, and I would include myself in this group, is that he invented this standard is the standard motto that his teams, this credo that they supposedly live by. And then he takes great pains at times to water down the standard by saying things like that. You think the 08 defense would have agreed with that?
Coach, I'm sorry. I know we got gashed late, but we were all tired. I'm wearing golf gear right now. I had 16 really good holes. I know, 2 double bogeys on the last 2 holes. I was tired. We were pretty good, though, by and large. Pretty good, just tired.
He said today he felt great about the offensive line. Great.
Their trajectory.
Jaylen Warren averaged 3.4 yards per carry behind that offensive line. Jaylen Warren, who Mike Tomlin was also gushing about, and I would agree with him on that, but behind that line, 3.4 yards. He looked like Jerome Bettis at the very end of his career. Actually, worse. We get on Bussey for 3.9. He was 3.4 in this game.
A long run of 9. And I think as I heard Joe say, he talked about him like he was Walter Payton in that game.
Not concerned about the amount of hits Aaron Rodgers is taking.
Because they didn't happen on play action, they happened on third downs when you can expect your quarterback to be hit.
He's on pace to get hit 60 times.
It's okay. Didn't you hear the next part? He's sturdy. He's a very sturdy, resilient, tough guy. He's also almost 42, Mike. I'm 40 and have a hard time getting out of bed without some aches and pains.
And then maybe the coup de grace was, all right, I'm going to bench Caleb Johnson. He's not going to return kicks. Good. Who's in line to replace him, Mike? I have no idea.
Not only does he have no idea, he had not begun to think about it yet. Just, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I think sometimes, I don't know about you, broadly speaking, we can laugh about this presser all day and the amount of silver linings he was searching for. I do think a component of it for him is he wants to get his message out there whenever he feels like he can, but he's never going to give the people what they want. He's never going to give them the pound of flesh. We sucked. We were really bad. This is awful. I'm getting back in there and throwing stuff. I'm knocking over the Gatorade cooler. He's just never going
to
do that.
He doesn't have to scream and yell. I don't need him to flip the podium and make a scene. I don't need that. It's helpful to know that the coach... If you're going to fix problems, you need to identify that they exist in the first place.
Well, that kind of gets to what I'm saying. Do you think he knows that the problems are worse, but he's just not going to say some of that stuff publicly?
No, I don't. I think he made it sound... Here's the great irony of what happened here today. A guy that said historic things were possible for this defense, mm-hmm. that they could go down as one of the great defenses of all time, is now falling back on, well, give us a little bit of a free pass... Because look at all the moving parts and new players we have. Well, which one is it? If you're going to be historic, that doesn't mean you played golf today. You don't get four mulligans to start your round.
No, you do not. No breakfast balls.
And they're too young. They've had too many injuries, and they have too many new faces.
So that's the part that actually bugged me the most, believe it or not. Make it a habit. Maybe you do. Maybe Donnie does. Maybe our listeners do. So I'm not going to completely go way in one direction here and say one thing. Do you listen, though, to other coaches' press conferences religiously?
Probably no.
Not. Because you're...
Just the major sound bites and quotes that
come
out
of them. So you'll listen to, Vrabel maybe this week, or you'll, see if Vrabel said anything interesting just for the show's purposes almost,
yeah.
Right? So I don't know if every coach does this, but the guy's been around 20 years, basically. And he is known as this defensive guru. That's where he cut his teeth. That's where he made his mark in the NFL. That's why he got a head coaching job. I'm getting pretty tired of, the implied sort of meaning that everything we do is so complicated that if we bring in a lot of new faces, it's really hard to maintain that level. We have to be vanilla because it's so hard to understand. Mike, what are you doing in training camp? What are you doing in the preseason? What are you doing in the more direct and involved practices you're running? The whole point I thought of getting ready was that even though the first month of the season might be a feeling out process, you should still be able to run your stuff and communicate if guys are hurt.
How is Green Bay able to do it? How did they get Micah Parsons days before the season and they're able to integrate him flawlessly defense? God. And he's playing the left side and right side?
I guarantee.
Tomlin would watch that tape and faint. He could. That's possible? You can actually do that with a guy you just acquired?
No, I know what the answer
would be. I thought
he
needed to warm to the action.
No.
He needs to find a way to get on the moving train.
He would say Micah Parsons is highly compensated, and one of the many reasons is because Micah Parsons can jump onto that moving train. Apparently, TJ Watt's highly compensated, but it's not because he can move around, because he just still largely stayed in the exact same place.
Well, Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay aren't spring chickens. They're Super Bowl champions. And he's talking about how communication is still an issue. How is that possible? We still have communication problems?
I get very frustrated by that. That should be the base
level
thing.
We have a hard time talking to each other.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.